Andy Kamrath continued his domination of the Seton Structures modifieds with a perfect night Saturday at Sunset Speedway. Kamrath was the fast qualifier and then swept both feature races. It wasn't without its fair share of excitement as Kamrath ran three wide for two straight laps with TJ Edwards and Herb Walters before eventually sailing to the victory in the second feature. "We have been busy changing the car around," he said. "We swapped motors and went to Flamborough and put a whooping on them there and then had to change the car back. We have a brand new 602 crate motor in from Humberview Parts and it's making some power." After the race, Sunset promoter Brian Todisch announced an open challenge to any modified driver who can beat Kamrath and break his undefeated streak would win $2,000. If it is left unclaimed by season's end, both Kamrath and Todisch will donate $1,000 each to a charity of their choosing. The Seton Structures modifieds return to action on Carload Night presented by Just Foam It on July 15. Tyler Hahn was a late entry to Saturday night's race program rolling into the track as practice ended. The team had motor issues and only got the car running before making the haul to the speedway. The good news for Hahn that was where his issues ended as the number two car was fast all night. A very aggressive move on lap two saw Hahn make a three-wide move to the bottom of Amanda Balzan and Herb Walters as they raced side by side. Balzan made a late charge to try and catch Hahn, but ultimately ran out of laps and settled for second. "I don't normally drive like that, but I seen the opportunity and had to take it," he said. "You never know how these things will shake out and it showed with Amanda running me down at the end. If I didn't get ahead of her when I did, it likely would be a different outcome." The LUDUH designated drivers' hot rods are back in action this Saturday night, part of our military appreciation night. A string of late race cautions created a cat-and-mouse game between Tyler Seboyer and Doug Butler. Seboyer had led the majority of the race with Butler a few car lengths back through the back half of the race. Butler tried a few different ways to get the run to Seboyer's inside on the restarts, but the door was closed by the time the pair would hit turn one each time, allowing Seboyer to score an emotional victory. "This has been a year and a half of work. In 2021, about 200 feet from where I am standing, I had the biggest wreck of my career," Seboyer said from victory lane, pointing toward the inside wall on turn four. "Not only rebuilding the car, but it required back surgery as well for me, and it never felt like this moment would come. It wouldn't be possible without the help of Rino Montanari and not only his work on the car but the coaching and phone calls during the week to bounce ideas off of," he added. The Struke Energy Mini-Stocks return in 2 weeks with regular racing on June 24. Brandon Steele continues to build his points lead by holding off a visiting Phil Givens late in the going to score his second feature win of the year. Givens tried a few different times to find a way past Steele's number 55 around the bottom side of the racetrack, but the number 55 was too strong and would be able to head to victory lane once again. "I tell you, it's all in the cornering. This thing does not have the straightaway speed, but it's the momentum through the corners that keeps me up front," Steele said post-race. "This year I am looking at the standings and am running for the championship, and we are going to give everyone a run for their money this year." The Bone Stocks are back in action this Saturday night for Military Appreciation Night. Speedway Notes. Sunset's first-ever Military Appreciation Night is this Saturday, June 17, where any active or retired member of the Canadian Armed Forces will get free general admission. It will be a stacked card with the Ontario Sportsman Series, Hot Rods, Can-Am Midgets, Canadian Legend Cars and Bone Stocks all in attendance. Another announcement made this past Saturday night was for our Canada Day show. One lucky fan will win $500. Every person who purchases an adult grandstand admission will be given a draw ticket and the chance to win $500 while enjoying a night at the races. The Canada Day card will feature the Ontario Outlaw Super Late Models, Super Stocks, Mini Stocks, Bone Stocks, and Junior Late Models. Sunset Speedway is located at 6918 Yonge Street, Innisfil. For more information, visit www.sunsetspeedway.ca.